All right, episode 15. Just me and Adam today. I thought we'd kind of mix it up and got a lot of positive feedback with the shorter podcast with just me and Adam covering some topics, and I'm excited to do this one. I kind of want to start off with earlier in the week we kind of talked about the little things and how those can kind of build up and get us distracted from goals and stuff, and I think it's a valuable topic that the youth and just everyone can really get involved in, so kind of excited for it. So earlier in the week me and Adam kind of talked about just the little things like not making your bed and dishes and stuff, and how pushing those things aside, even though they're little, can really distract you and stop you from achieving big things, and can kind of build up and really feel like you don't get enough rest. Like for me, it was rest. Like I was slacking with keeping my room clean and not making my bed, and it really just crushed me rest wise like I felt like I had a lot to do. And thankfully Monday I had the day off because I had to do some coaching stuff, and then the afternoon I got to kind of regroup and get everything back together, and yesterday went a lot smoother with practices and stuff, and I just feel better. What are your thoughts on this, man?
Just feeling the energy flowing, Biz.
Yeah.
No, you're exactly right, man. So we'll talk about the little things, and I'll give you some examples of, like, me. And I just actually put some things together when you were saying that right there. So I used it in camp last night. It's the mindset behind the little things, and I never really connected the dots. So for me, dishes. My house where we live, it's an older house. We don't have a dishwasher, right?
Yeah.
I hate doing dishes. Hate them. And then I started thinking about, man, why can I never get past this? Like, I always put it up and it's always done later. Well, then the little things, like you just said, they matter. And now I get it. It's the mindset that I told about you and Bubba in the gym 2 weeks ago. When I sit that plate down on the counter and I say, I'll get it later.
Yeah.
That's what you have to avoid. It's the mindset behind that. It's the exact choice you make when you sit that plate down. Instead of going, I read a quote one time from an ancient samurai teacher, and he said, after this guy, student said, I got done eating, and he goes, what do you do next? And he's like, wash your dish. And that's it. It's the mentality of saying, I'm getting it done. I'm doing it now. Get it done. Move on. And then it's done.
Yeah.
And then I just connected the dots. You know why you felt rest? It's because your room's messy. So every time you look at it, you feel overwhelmed. And then it's like, that's no rest.
Yeah.
The rest is being overwhelmed. Like, when I go home, if I see dishes I haven't washed on the counter, it makes me feel bad about myself.
Yeah.
That makes me not rest. So it's just take making the bed. You hear all the military guys talk about making the bed. And everyone's like, oh, it's just making the bed. No. Break it down. When you get up, I do it myself. If I get up and my bed's not made and I look at it, I say to myself, I'll do it later.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'll do it later. That's wrong. That's the trick. It's just a mindset of seeing it and saying, no, I'm smashing it right now. And then it doesn't show up later.
Yeah.
If you do it right now, it doesn't show up later. But it's like every time you say you'll, it's just like fitness or anything. And you say, I'm good, I'll do it later. It never comes.
No.
And then all of a sudden you're overwhelmed with all these different obstacles and you're like, man, why am I tired? Oh, I'm tired because on Sunday I had to spend an hour doing dishes because I was lazy during the week. So you don't have your rest.
Yeah.
Instead of getting to Sunday, if I had done dishes all week, on Sunday I wake up and I'm like, oh man, I'm good.
Yeah.
I got extra time. I can rest.
Yeah, and it's also interesting with like how your ego can mess with you, right? Like we
in
think
everything.
Yeah, in everything, and just yeah, that's so interesting. Like your ego tells you it's okay, and then like you like become unaware of it. Like without me and you talking about it, or any of us like even talking about it and bringing it to the surface, it'd be amazing on how unaware we are about ourselves. Like we think we're like self-awareness. I know we talk about that a lot too, and like I think I'm for sure trying to get better at it, but there's another area where I thought I was aware and I wasn't. Like my ego directly tricked me into thinking that I had everything figured out, and then you really sit back and reflect and it's like, oh man, like I wasn't rested from not cleaning my room, from just not taking care of everything. Like, the room starts the surface, and then it just builds up. Like, you said an hour of doing dishes. That could lead to hour of dishes, hour of cleaning room, hour
It messes up your schedule. Hour,
yeah, just it just messes up everything.
Time. And, time management is done.
Yeah. It's done. The next thing that I kind of wanted to focus on is like, with this all being there, like, understanding that rest is part of the process. I think, like, a lot of kids my age, we're all wanting to do, like, big things. And sometimes, like, doing too much can kind of be productive because you want to do a lot of things, but it can also be counterproductive because of the rest thing. So, like, with me, I mean, you know what I got on my plate. I'm helping out at the church. I'm helping here. I just got the coaching job at PV, which we'll talk about a little bit later because I'm excited about that too. And then, obviously, working at my dad's, like, understanding that rest is okay. I think sometimes, like, for me, I was running myself to the ground, and I would tell people this, like, that's just, like, how I functioned, and it was okay. But then, like, this week, it really hit me of, like, God just telling me to rest, but I didn't want to because I would get certain fuels from each thing. Like, working out the farm, I really get that, like, silence and solitude thing where it's just me out there, and God, like, really speaks to me out there. And then coming here and helping the kids with the camp, like, that feels awesome too because I love giving smiles on people's faces and stuff like that. And then, you know, you go to the church and it's the same thing. You're helping out there, and now that me and Vaughn are working on some stuff, getting a little bit more leadership role there. So I'm getting more brainstorming stuff in here. So it's really awesome. But then, like, never making – I know at work, like I just said, I get that silence, but I'm also working with other people. So there's still that small interaction where things can distract. And I think, like, a big thing I still need to work on is, like, getting even more by myself. And obviously at work I can't read my Bible, so, like, getting in scripture and stuff I think is important too, or whatever you're reading, you know, me and you obviously strongly believe that the Bible has a lot of really good stuff. Like, you made your post this morning about David, like, and Daniel, like, those dudes are animals. And I think those are really good books. If you want to learn how to be an animal, read those books. But even whatever book you're reading that can be productive to you, I think is powerful. And I think just getting back to that and reading and stuff, and Damien made a good comment, the kids last night when they weren't paying attention and we asked them what they were lazy in, and they were like, well, all of them, obviously, one says an answer and they all say the same answer because that's the easy way out. But a lot of them said reading or schoolwork and stuff like that. And Damien's like, why do you think you're bad at your reading and stuff? And actually, this was Vance that said this. He's like, you're lazy because you're complacent in it. You know you can get straight A's, so you can push it to the side. And I think another bad thing is complacency, man. Like, getting stuck in thinking that where you're at is okay. I think that's another thing that leads to the whole idea. Like, right, you're okay with this. That one time you say you're okay leads to starting to slack off. And then you get back in the problem that we just talked about of not making your bed, not doing this. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. It's like tricking your mind into thinking that nothing's okay until you're absolutely have done everything that you have written down. And I think writing it down too.
It's too, people overthink it. I am like the one, I have severe ADD where it's like, I need to, like, constantly go. And God told me a couple weeks ago the same thing, to rest. Enjoy the journey as I take you through it. But we make it way too hard. All it is if you take high performers, guys that are out there crushing it in multiple domains, the trick that they've figured out is that all you have to do is be great in the present moment. Be where you're at. That's it. There is no other trick. Be where you're at. If you're doing a podcast, make it the best podcast you've ever done. Why? That's the mentality. Then when you go to your dad's work, you know what? I got to be here for 3 hours. I'm going to do the best I can for 3 hours. See, it's got nothing to do with the job. It's got nothing to do where you're at or what you're doing. It's all got to do with the little things we talked about with the dish. When you're asked to do something, how do you approach it?
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
And how do you approach it? And it's simple. Give your best wherever you're at. Forget everything else. Throw every other book out.
Okay.
All right? Every self-help book. See ya.
Okay.
Read it. It might help you a little bit.
Sure.
But once you get this, you can waste time searching. You're always watching the next YouTube video. You're always watching saying, man, I wish I had this. Like, you already do have it.
Like, at what time do we, like, stop, like,
when
stop
you know it.
Knowledge? Yeah.
Well, you, if you know that knowledge and you've learned it, why do we go back and say, and continue to try to learn the same thing? Mm-hmm. Like, if God has showed you the way, and he showed us what Daniel did, he showed us what David did, he showed us these things, and then he gives us the wisdom to understand it, but we continue to go, God, is that really true? Oh, let me watch another motivational video. Let me do this. I used to do the same with motivational videos along my journey. And I'm just giving it from my perspective. Sure. I remember one time I was struggling at a point in my life, watching every motivational video there was, and my spirit never healed. And then finally God said, why are you listening to everyone else? Listen to me. And I'm like, ouch.
Yeah.
All right, stab me in the heart. That's where I should be. But it's the truth. We are made perfect when we're in connection with him. That's how we live.
Yeah.
That's how it's meant to be when we have our face on him. Yeah. So it's just like wherever you go through the day, if you have your face on him and you're true to yourself about giving 100%, nothing else matters. He takes care of the rest.
Yeah.
But we outthink ourselves. It's just like hitting. You've got so many different thoughts going through your head with mechanics. Your hands have got to do this. I've got to do this at this job. I've got to do this here. I've got to do this. By the time you even think about watching the ball, you're overwhelmed. Fast. Make it simple. See it, hit it. Mm. If you're in the weight room, be your best. If you're at home, be your best. And then we get into that alter ego thing. We have multiple uniforms all day long that we wear.
Yeah.
All right? I have to be a certain way when I run and work out. I've got to bring out that warrior mentality when I'm doing something really hard. But guess what? That mentality I have there, it doesn't help me be a good dad. Yeah. I've got a daughter. I can't go home and get in Gracie's face and like, come on, bring it.
Yeah.
All right? I got to be a good dad.
Yeah.
But it's like being a good dad is, it's all comes out of the same thing, but we have these different uniforms all day long. And you take all these guys and study these people, it's like they step into these different things. Jesus was the ultimate.
Yeah.
He stepped in to who God called him to be. And he's like, I was reading on him last night. He spoke like this. The Spirit of God comes through me and he uses me. It's the Spirit using me to be a tool. And I'm like, man, that's it. He figured it out.
Yeah.
He let the Spirit take over. It was never him controlling it. That gets back to the ego. Can you let go of the spirit that is leading you for the Lord and get out of your own way? Yeah. That's peace.
Okay.
See, we're always searching.
Yeah.
The searching is a turmoil. Put your face on him. He'll show you who your creator is. He'll show you who he created you to be. Give everything to that. Live in peace. Mm. What else is there? He's the Prince of Peace.
Yeah.
And man is in perfect harmony when we are focused on him. That's what I got from reading what I read last night, is that we were built to perform at our best when our face and we are with God. Okay. It's like any machine. What makes it perform its best? It has to be in sync with something, you know?
Yeah.
A car's not going to perform at its best unless it has the best gas. It will not move.
Yeah.
Well, man, being a creation like a car, we don't perform at our best unless we are fueled by that. Okay. That's how he created us to be.
Yeah.
That's the creation. But I read a quote yesterday where we are the dumbest people, men. We are dumb because we are the only men in the animal kingdom that try to deny who we were truly built to be.
Ooh.
You don't see a lion out there running around like a gazelle.
Yeah.
Do you?
No.
No. He knows he's a king. He knows he has to eat. He knows what he is.
Yeah.
Take men. We don't know who the hell we are anymore.
No. No.
We're a creation from him, and he shows us how we're supposed to perform at our highest levels. And we're the only one in the animal kingdom that denies that and tries to be something we're not.
Yeah.
And then we wonder why. We are depressed. We wonder why we're confused, all right?
Yeah.
Perfect example for me. I talk about all the time with guys that are my age and older men. The two biggest selling supplements at GNC for the male race is testosterone boosters and weight loss pills. Okay. All right, break that down. Why are men going to GNC to try to get more testosterone? Because they've forgotten who they were created to be. Why are they going to get weight loss pills? Because they don't like who they are, and they have lost who they were created to be. Yeah. So they're looking for the miracle pill. Mm. That's me telling, when I heard that those numbers, that tells me there is a lot of men out there feeling very less manly. Mm-hmm. I need testosterone to make me feel manly.
Yeah.
I need a weight loss pill to help me feel more manly because I'm covered in fat. You see, we've lost our creation, man.
Yeah.
That Wild at Heart book, man was built to be fierce, to be dangerous, to do that, right? He tells this story in that book about a dad, a grandpa, and a son. Mm-hmm. And I read this book today and it makes me look at it different because I have a son.
Yeah.
So, perfect example on Sunday is that I read this in this book, so I tried it with Ashton. Okay. And it's like, in this book, this little boy was on a farm. And one of the cows got out, okay. Right?
Yeah.
And the granddad told him, go get the horse, go bring the cow back in. Right?
Yeah.
Well, this little kid walked around with his chest out. Like, he felt dangerous, like he was the man. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm trusted. Yeah. I feel good. I'm trusted. Look at this. I'm the man. Yeah. Right?
Body language.
Right. And he's like, the granddad gave that to him because as a man, what do we want to feel? We want to feel dangerous and like we're a protector and we're that. So the other day, we're working at the farm on Sunday. We have a bunch of pigs in this paddock, right?
Yeah.
And there's a big boar in there. And I had to go in and pick up trash and do that. Well, I told Ashton, I was like, all right, man, you're getting in there with the big boar today. And I was like, Gracie, you can't, it's Ashton's coming in with me, you know? And you should have seen this little dude walk with his chest out. Because he thought he was doing the, he was in there with the big boar. Yeah. He was living fierce.
Life on edge.
And he was feeling it. And he's like, he went around telling his sister and mom the rest of the day, like, I got in there with the boar.
Well,
I got in this. Ooh. So it even gets even better. So yesterday, I went for a 10-mile canyon run, right?
Yeah.
And I can't wait till he gets older because I'm going to take him on these runs. So sure. I get home and I'm like, dude, you think you're ready to run in a night? And he's like, he gets wide-eyed like this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I tell you what, man, if you prove to me that you can be a warrior at school this week, I said, I'll get you up, we'll put a headlight on, and you can come run with me in the dark. And dude, his eyes lit up like this. And even last night, the whole day had gone past, and he's like, Dad, are we running in the dark? Are we running in the dark, Dad? It made sense to me because it's given him that manly feeling of like, oh, I'm dangerous with Dad. Like, Dad's passing me on that knowledge. And I'm like, dude, that is what we all need as men.
Yeah.
I see it in my son. I need it too. And that's how God created us to be. I see it in his face. I've seen it in your face. I've seen it in other kids' faces. We need to feel dangerous.
Yeah.
That's why it's like, lately over the last few weeks, and I do it with Gav, because we were talking about the look in the eye of fierce animals.
Okay.
When someone knows what they truly are, when you look into a lion's eyes that is looking at their prey, there's something powerful in that.
You know.
You yeah. know. You know. Let's unspoken just use those language. Two words. The unspoken language is a look. Yesterday I put this tiger eye up. And it's just one eye, and you just look at that eye, and you're like, dude, that's ferocious.
Yeah.
All right?
It's going to do some damage.
Let me ask you this. The last time you looked in the mirror, did you see the same thing in your own eye?
Me? No. Not, no. No. And that's just being honest. I think
how many
I
do, men, I do how many times. Men do you know?
Oh.
Off the top of your head right now that you know look into that mirror...
Both.
And feel that way about himself. Because I even struggle with it today.
Yeah.
Because we have lost that feeling with ourselves because of technology, because of getting out of shape. Dude, I tell you what, I went and ran 10 miles in the canyon yesterday with a knife at dark.
Yeah.
Because in the 100 milers, like, dude, take that 100 miler we ran.
Oh, yeah.
We ran through Pine, Arizona forest in the mountains through the middle of the night.
Yeah.
That... is a different level. Like, you have to go get comfortable in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you go out and run in the dark in the canyon by yourself with a blade, and you're like, dude, if an animal shows up,
you're
that's
done.
It. You're done. You have your knife. Dude, the instincts go on a way that you would never felt before. And you're by yourself. Dude, the instincts light up and make you feel more alive than you've ever felt before. But how many men wake up today and they're like, why do I have low testosterone levels? Well, I wake up every day, I eat bad food, I don't go outside, I don't do this, and then I'm depressed. Well, bam, there it goes. Straight down.
Yeah. Okay. I want to add, because this is really is eye-opening to me, about Ashton last night, because we were doing the game and everything, and he's up to bat, bases loaded. He's one of the younger kids in the camp, right? Smokes a ball up the middle, and he wins. And the energy, like, I had never seen him really get that. Like, you know, little kids always get excited. But, like, the energy you felt off of him being like, I'm the dude. I won. He threw up the fist bump. He did the Tiger Woods. I won. I'm pumped. And then you go and give the background story of letting him go with the boar. Like, I don't think you preparing him to, like, be the dude, he gets that done there either. Like,
That's it.
There's another connection of an awesome story that you could use of, like, we're training him. We're getting him prepared. Okay, so then this goes to my next conversation, because I know I listen to a lot of podcasts, and this is an interesting one too, of, like, do dads need to stay in at home and teach kids to be more manly more? Or, like, we'll go back in the old days, right? Okay. Wives and girls, they stayed home. They kind of, like, made sure that house home area was clean. And then dads and sons would go out and hunt and gather and be fierce and do exactly. stuff like that. Do we need – like, what do we do as in society to get back to that? Or is there a way to get back to that? Do we just cave? Do we – like, do you think we ever get back to the old school of, like – dads really, instead of dads going out and doing work, I think that's important, don't get me wrong, but where can we meet in the middle of, like, dads also need to be pouring into kids and
I
stuff?
I think honestly it's going to be a select few.
Mm-hmm.
Single moms and the divorce rates these days.
Yeah.
That's the like you're talking a 50% divorce rate in this country.
Yeah.
How many kids grow up without dads in the house?
Yeah.
I mean, that's you're going to run into that issue because they that just to the numbers.
But I think that's where God really lets us work, though, right? Like
coaches are important.
Coaches really, like, pouring into kids and stuff. And I mean, just knowing my story, like, my dad wasn't home all the time, and by all means, like, me and my dad have a really good relationship, but it's gotten better through me being passionate about what I'm passionate about and, like, kind of teaching him, like.
Well, hasn't it gotten better when you became more fierce?
Yes. Yeah, when I...
So it's just like he sees it.
Dude, I remember my parents freaking out. And we joke about this, but when we ran the marathon, like...
I remember.
Them calling the strike zone and being like...
No one thought you could do it that day.
Absolutely no one.
So let me ask you this. Let's put this in perspective. You want to feel masculine. You want to feel like a man. I tell you to run a marathon in a blizzard. You know why you have so much energy when you tell that story? Because it makes you feel like you're a dangerous animal.
Yeah.
And then guess what? When if the parents call here and they're like, is Grant safe? You know, this and that. And it's like, man, I remember telling your mom, like, Kelly, he's fine. Like, he'll make it. He's good. Yeah. But they were so worried. Your dad even went out to the canyon to, like, search where you're at. He still got mad at me for that.
Oh, my God.
But it's
gosh.
Like, let me ask you this. When you found out, your parents called to check on you, and they called me, which is, you know, another man.
Yeah.
And I asked you that day, and I'm like, your parents called and didn't think, you know, no one thought you could make it. How did it make you feel?
Ticked me off. All it's right. Like,
because you didn't feel dangerous. You didn't feel like a man.
No.
You felt like...
People were doubting me.
Exactly.
Like let's go. Let's
That's manly. Yeah. You were doubted as a man. And guess what it did to your manly spirit? It makes you feel inferior.
Yeah.
So you get pissed. That's it. You get angry. You get mad. And then it's like, why? Break it down. Disattach from the situation because you don't feel dangerous.
More encouragement. We need more encouragement, I feel like. I'm not talking like over-encouragement of like, oh, you can do it. Like, you can do it. Like, you know, like... soft about it, but like being like, you know what, you can go crush this, you like that little extra boost of like not rah rah, because I know we talk about
well, here's the other thing though, rah rah thing. I just thought about this when you said it. Did you back then you weren't living the fierce though?
No.
So I understand where they're coming from because every day they seen you howl like a scared, hurting animal.
Yeah.
You're in the house every day. You're depressed. You're upset. You go on like this. Kids are just beating you up. So they're seeing you not be dangerous. I guarantee if I put you in that same situation today, there's no phone call. There's no phone call. Why? Because you changed. You changed the way they were thinking about you. But parents go into protective mode because every day they're seeing you and they know us better than anyone else. Well, every day you're coming home depressed and you're showing that you're being beat up. And it's like, well, I've got to protect him. I've got to do this. I don't want him to do that. Because you hadn't showed them yet what your dad sees today.
Okay, I get that. But then let's go here. I like this conversation a lot now. Okay, they see me as weak, but like what's... Okay, then this goes, this really feels the idea of like parents fighting battles for their kids. I know we did a podcast on this, but this is where it really clicks for a lot of people, and this is another perspective of how it can click, right? If they didn't, no one prepared me, right? Like I had to go find someone that was absolutely like was gonna do it. Like I know you had done it all the time. I was like, you know what? I wanna do something crazy. I gotta go find people that are gonna push me to that edge. And if I had I not done that, like, there's a preparation point. Like, you're preparing Ashton right now with the stories that you're doing. You're slowly growing him to do more and more fierce things, right? I didn't have anybody going, go do this, go do that. Like, it was, oh, you don't want to do that? You don't have to. Sometimes you have to make your kids do something they don't want to do. Like, go ride the roller coaster or go do... I remember I used to hate roller... Like, I still don't like roller coasters that much. But I remember Nate Schwartz being like, dude, we got to do the New York, New York. Like, and I remember when we went to... Like, I didn't go. Me and Bubba stayed in. We're like, we're not doing it. Well, we go to Vegas again and Nate's like, you got to do the roller coaster. And I'm like, dude, I do not want to do the roller coaster. Like, I don't want to do it. And I did it. And like, I felt great. Like, I did the fierce thing. I felt great. But like... There's no preparation. It's like, oh, it's okay. Or like something bad happens. Parents are like, oh, we'll fight it for you. You're crushing the fierce mentality by fighting battles for the kids, not making them do it. Like everything's okay. And that goes back to what habit you're building right there.
But you know where we go wrong is that we blame the parents. And it's our cop-out.
I think...
It's our crutch.
I think there's both. I think kids are blamed, and I think parents can be blamed.
Because sit here and be like, well...
Again, I don't think that it's just parents, and I don't think that it's just kids, but I definitely think neither side owns up to either of it. Like,
well, look at performance. Let's base it off performance as a human race.
Yeah.
Marriages in home, are they at an all-time high? Yeah. No, they're failing.
Yep.
Kids without dads in the house, is that an all-time low? Nope. That's failing. Prescription meds for depression, is that at an all-time low?
Nope.
So let's base it off performance. The performance is we're all doing it wrong as a whole in a society. And dads are doing it wrong. Kids are doing it wrong. I've done it wrong.
We're all settling, though, with that being okay. Like, we're not... And I think it also goes back to, like...
Because it's the norm.
I think it goes back to, too, like, having the answer but still thinking we don't have it. But, like...
Well, knowing what you just told me, why don't you get up and do stuff on your own? Why don't you go find that by yourself? Let me get to this. Because it's like, how many conversations have we had about that?
Sure.
So it's just like, you know the answer. You just told me.
Yeah.
So why do you continue to butt your head when you know the knowledge?
Okay. Fair enough. Like...
I want to know. Like, why when you know and God has taught you the wisdom, because you just gave me the answers.
Sure.
Why is there no action after it? Like, when was the last time you went and found that dangerous spirit in yourself by yourself?
By myself?
And how long have I said that to you? How long have I said that to you? Let's go right here. Oh. Because this is going to help you connect the dots and it's going to help some people out there connect the dots. How long have you said that? How long have I said that to you?
Oh, months. It's been months.
That probably years.
Years, yeah.
Okay, so you've known for years. We've been saying it for years. And right now, you just gave me the same answer. When was the last time you did it by yourself? Without me saying something to do either.
Oh, geez. Months. Months.
Okay, so then we go to think the link here. You know the answer, but there's no action. It's every kid today when I go talk at schools. They all raise their hand and they know what to say. But when they walk out of that classroom, how many people apply the goal setting? How many people apply it? It's that whole motivational video crap I talked about before. It's like, we'll go to the video and then everyone will come in. I put it up yesterday. People need to stop getting on Instagram and looking at videos and saying, oh, that's the way it is. Because then we have conversations and everyone's like, they know what to say. And they all get stuck in that mold instead of saying, no, it's done. I know that. I've gone through it. I'm moving on. Because 10 years will go past and they're coming back in and be like, yeah, I know what I should be doing. They get caught. That's actually a thing in fitness. There's people out there that will fail on their diets. They'll fail this and they'll be like, oh, I know I should be doing better. Well, then 3 months will go past and you know what they'll tell me again? Oh, I know I should be doing better. That's the trap. They get caught in that mold. They get caught of saying, oh, I know what to do. I'll go watch another motivational video. I know the answer. I know the answer, coach. Where's the action? Where's the straight friggin' action? Living it. Doing it. You've been around me for how long? Years. Since you're 9 years old.
Yep.
Okay? We have sat here and figured out stuff by failure for a long time. But my deal is this. When's the page get turned?
So, okay. So this kind of clicked with me. And maybe this might help too. Maybe we don't have the answers and only answers are through action.
Now you're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
We always think we have the answers.
We always think we have the right answer.
If you let go to the God and the Spirit, He will show you the path. But you wake up every day, you're not supposed to know the answers. You're just supposed to trust. We try to figure it out on ourselves. Oh, I'm so confused. I'm so this. No! That's not how it works. We weren't born to search. It's going, Lord, who am I created to be? Okay, Lord, that's who I am. When He gives you that blessing, that's up to you now.
Go live it.
It's not Him saying, Lord, what's going on? No, if He gave you the knowledge and you prayed for that, He's saying, okay, here's the wisdom. Here's the nugget. Here, Grant, here's the nugget right here.
Okay.
What are you going to do with it? 2 weeks from now, is it going to be, oh, I know the answer? Yeah. Or is it going to be, I'm 2 weeks gone because I want to move forward. I want to progress in life. I pray to God every day for knowledge and wisdom. But I don't want to keep learning the same stuff that I learned 10 years ago. I want to progress.
Learn new stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's just like this, man. And from me to you, I love you like you're my little brother.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So it's just like this. When I say stuff to you, it's stuff that I've learned myself. And the only way God woke me up is by slapping me in the face and say, get to work.
Yeah.
Get to work. Do the work. Action, action, action. There is no other way. I remember a time in my life where Joe, and I love my wife for this because she trades off my personality perfect. And that's why I love her so much. But I remember I was sitting at home on the couch. I was freaking 30 pounds heavier than I was now, smashing chips, being a loser.
Yeah.
Complaining about everything. Why me? Why? Like, I know, you know, why, why? And she's like, man, you sound like a whiny little bitch right now. And I was like, she was telling me that, but at the point and the time I was, that was God speaking through my wife and going like this to me. Well, bam, in the face.
Yeah.
And He said, no one's going to change your situation but you. Get your butt off that couch and get working. And then slowly the pieces find their way.
Yeah.
Like the thing, God puts it, they show up.
Yeah.
If you give it, it comes back to this. If you give your best in the present moment, God shows up with the path, man.
Yeah.
Hard work always pays off. Look over the course of history. Every single person over history, if you go back and study, hard work pays off.
Yeah.
Every single time. But we put off the hard work because we always get the answers given to us. This is the trade back from technology. Technologies give us all the answers. Like right now, me and you are sitting here with Google. Yeah. So we can look up everything on Google right now and get every answer known to man. But where's the transition after you get the knowledge?
But again,
they keep going back here.
That's the biggest trick.
They keep going back here.
Those aren't the answers. Like,
is it the answers?
They're the answers. Like,
I mean, we speak to a robot today for answers.
Yeah.
Hey, Alexis, what's this? Well, this is it. It's like everyone's telling us the answers, but the action is getting taken out of the world. We just keep going back. This thing gives us every feeling we need.
Okay.
Yeah. You feeling bad about yourself? Let me go watch a motivational video about not being depressed.
I feel better.
You feeling aggressive? Let me go watch Goggins. Let me do this. And I get it. You can get motivational from those things. But how about being one of those guys, not looking at those guys? What about that?
Yeah.
What about being it?
Yeah. I like that. And it's weird how, like, you know, we've always been talking, especially with me, of like, last week you said, like, you're still holding back. Something's missing. And I think, like, honestly, I've never, it's weird that this keeps popping up of like, I keep trying to like get back to where my mentality was, like where my mentality was when I was really crushing it at base, like where I was mentally and like what I did. And like, I don't think there was a mentality. It was just action. Like, I just came in every day. I hit every day. I progressively got better because I was hitting. There wasn't like
confidence.
I started getting better because I was hitting so much. And like there weren't thoughts. Like, I even tried to think of like
exactly
what I was thinking in the box. Like, I didn't even think you of knew. Seeing the ball.
You knew.
I just knew when I got in that box, I was hitting the ball. I didn't know where it was going. I was gonna get a hit, and it was done.
Perfect analogy. The batter's box is our life.
Okay.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Can you go through today just knowing? Can you see the ball the best you can, knowing that you're who God created you to be? Yeah. Or do you continually search every single day to look? Exactly. Uh-huh.
That's really good.
It's just the same thing, dude.
But like that's what clicked for me. Like it just clicked today.
It's like mechanics in hitting. If I get in the box when I hit, every time I struggled, I'm thinking about what my hands are doing, what are my feet doing. I'm thinking about all this other garbage instead of the task at hand. Well, it's just like I take that analogy you said. Well, I used to get in the box and I was just it. Well, what about when you wake up every day if you were just it? You were it
who God created you to be. If you woke up with like, you're the dude, you're going to get it done.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know. Your purpose through God, you know.
Dude, that's powerful stuff. If you can really get to that point of like really understanding, like... Like, I'm sitting here mind blown, and I know, like, obviously, and I'm one to overthink stuff to the max, and you know this about me. You know that I'm that dude that's constantly watching, observing.
So this just keeps getting better. I didn't expect to do a podcast this morning, but it's funny how conversations happen, man. Like, it is.
Yeah, I know.
But what about if you just know? You get up, and you're who you're created to be. How much time have you wasted in your life thinking about what you should be? So let's take this. Let's look at it this way. All the time invested in thinking who you should be compared to action of putting the work into who you should be. What about if that switched?
Dangerous. You become that.
There it is!
You become that.
Dangerous!
Dangerous.
Okay, why'd you use that word?
Because that's what I'd be.
That's the missing link in today's society. It's the missing link in kids. It's that right there. What about we spend so much time thinking of who we should be, who the world's telling us we should be. We watch everyone else on these motivational videos. We watch everyone else living their dreams. What about if that was you?
Yeah.
What about switch those out? Time invested on thinking who you should be, action.
Oh.
If you just switched that.
Dude, I'm going to say it's 80-20 right now. Like, if I'm being honest, it's probably 80-20. Like, 80% I'm thinking like what I should be, 20%. Like if I even made it 50-50 right now, let's just say okay. I made it 50, like even that would be dangerous. So then it's
dude. Okay, you so just you're at 80-20. You're at 80-20. This is I'll put it all in perspective now. You at 80-20 thinking about who you should be without action. Strike Zone coach, does all this, talked in front of hundreds of kids, podcast, working with your dad, working at the church, PV's baseball coach. You have like five or six things here when you're performing at 80-20 the wrong way. So what can you really accomplish if those switched?
The big things that I keep telling people.
Okay, so like, everything that I keep, you the dream big
things
about,
that I keep talking about, like
exactly,
I keep you'll telling people
about
I'm like,
him. You'll be talking reason, about them forever.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about
it? That's
forever?
What I've been doing. Like, let's really call it out as it is. Like, that's what I've been doing. Like, all my buddies are pursuing their stuff. Like, they want to be college athletes. They're doing that. I'm sitting here. Yes, I enjoy coaching. I enjoy doing that. But like, I want to be a big time dude, and I know you do too. But like, now it's action. Now it's and it clicked. Like, there's no more searching for answers.
It's a waste of time.
It's
if you need to search God, ask God. Okay, I'm struggling, Lord, today. Like I'm just a little bit confused, and then He's going to be like, "Here's the answer. Boom, move on. It's the dish." It comes back to the dish. You get the knowledge. You know what? I'm just going to put it here. I'll deal with that later. Yep. No! If He gave you the answer, take it in, put it to work, and go out and freaking change the world.
Yeah.
80-20, all those things going on, and you're saying 80-20, you're thinking about all the time what you should be doing.
Easily.
I'm telling you, all your dreams that you're waiting to achieve and all the dreams God put in your heart, which you see, which you've shared with me, you have to be performing on 100% to pull that off.
Yeah.
You can't perform thinking about what you should be 75% of your day and then go and do massive things. It ain't going to happen.
No.
It's not going to work.
Uh-uh.
It doesn't work that way. You cannot go make $1 million company. You can't do any of that. Everyone that's done that. About it. No, they're action. It's action, action. I try to put it in approach in my life every day. Like, it's all about action. Talk means nothing.
Nope.
And as soon as we realize that as people, game over. Just put your head down. Don't even talk.
Nope.
Just start doing it. Yeah. We search so much on bullcrap. I remember so many days, and this I just speak this from experience because I was this person. Every Sunday, I would go home and I would sit in my room when I had a computer at the house, and I don't have a computer anymore. But in my bedroom, I had a computer, and I would go in there and I would watch YouTube videos of the Badwater 135. I would watch all these guys just out there crushing 100-mile races, doing these crazy things, and I would sit there and I'd be like, I would just watch them. Mm-hmm. And then I'd be like, it'd give me a feeling for a second, but nothing changed after that. Because every time I'm sitting there watching that, I'm searching, like, who should I be, Lord? I want to be this. Who am I, Lord? I'm searching. I could have been out running. And now on Sundays, I'll go for a 10-mile run. Back then, I was sitting in front of a computer going, Lord, I need that little feeling.
Yeah.
How about this? Put it down and go run in the dark for 10 miles. You find something.
Yeah.
You will find something. But everyone talks like this, man. Well, I want to be masculine. I want to be big and tough. Go run 10 miles in the dark. No, I can't do that.
Okay. Just to close, just because we only got like a couple more minutes, but I do want to close on this. So I know now like we have the answers you need to go and do that. But there's still stuff that you're balancing out of. You're still doing some research on. I know you talk a lot about the bands.
It changes.
So you're not done looking for stuff on the internet to get answers for, but you've definitely become a master of understanding, all right, I have what I need. I'm done now.
Here, I'll give you the example, and I used this on one of my ladies this morning. For a 100-mile race for me, right?
Okay.
I will just get to the end because I'm stubborn.
Okay.
Like, mental toughness is something I'm blessed with, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's through all the trials. But if you tell me to go run 100, I'll die before I quit. So I will get to the finish, but am I performing to the best of my ability to do that 100?
Right.
Or am I just getting to the end?
Right.
That's where it is. If God gives you knowledge, the bar changes. The bar changes. You're never going to stop gaining knowledge, but the knowledge he's given you, do you use it to create more knowledge, more wisdom, or do you keep repeating it and going back?
Okay.
It's like you have to progress. So it's just like me. I ran my first 50 miler. I threw myself into an ultra marathon, but I come back and I'm like, man, my ankles were crushed. Mm-hmm. Like, I need something different. All right. God showed me the bands.
Yeah.
Well, now that I've shown you the bands, are you going to do them every week?
Yeah.
Okay. Now that I've got them every week and I'm doing them, I'm like, okay, now I see performance difference. But what about if I made just this little adjustment here? Oh, I'm performing better. You see, the knowledge is to help us perform better for the present moment. And then when the present moment's there, we gain that knowledge and it makes us stronger for the next thing he's taking us to. So it's just constant progression and building. You're never going to stop searching for knowledge. Let me make that clear.
Yeah.
You're all going to be searching, but just because we're busy doesn't mean we're progressing. Just because you're moving doesn't mean we're progressing. You can get up at 4 a.m.
You can get up at 4 a.m. You can go to the weight room for the same, you can go to the weight room for years and stay the same weight.
Dude, I could walk down the street here to Define Fitness. I used to work out there years ago. I guarantee if I worked in there, I would see people that were there from 4 years ago
looking
and they would still be the same. But how could you go in there every day? You're putting in the work.
Habit. And yeah.
The mental approach behind the work.
Yeah. I just wanted you to share that so that people didn't get out of context of Don't look for more stuff. Don't look for more information.
Don't look for the same stuff.
Don't look for the same stuff.
It's like repeating the seventh grade.
Okay.
Look at it that way. All right. You go through the seventh grade. You learn everything the seventh grade has. And then you get to eighth grade and they're like, listen, I'm going to teach you everything you just learned in the seventh grade.
You're going to be pissed.
Right.
You're like,
so now what is it? No, you move up. What happens when you graduate high school? Oh, there's another level here. You come out of college. Now it's business. There's another level. Now you take everything you've learned and it helps us who we are today. It's like one big package. And it helps us who we are today. You know? Awesome. So like you have to constantly search the knowledge. But my whole deal is this. We waste so much time today thinking and searching videos for stuff we should be doing with action. So. Fitness is it, man. Fitness. You know why Instagram's so powerful? Fitness, because everyone goes on there. They show their shirtless pics. They show this. They show that. And it's like, why is that there?
Because the person that's putting it on, it makes them feel better and feel like superior because they're on there looking really good. But then the counter is, you want to be that. So then it's like, It's just a distraction.
So it's just like, are you the guy on Instagram working, sharing out the stuff to inspire people? Are you the guy on Instagram watching everyone else?
Are you a player or are you a sideliner?
Exactly.
That's really what it comes down
to. That's it. And I guarantee 80% of today's population is sideliners.
Sideliners.
Why do you think we build these 100,000 people stadiums, but there's only 25 guys on the field? So we have 100,000 people there watching others live their dreams going, oh my gosh, it's so great.
Because everyone likes consuming stuff, but no one likes doing the work that's consuming.
See, everyone sits in the stands and wishes they were on the field. They wish they were on the field. All right? Why do you think, like, I was watching things on the Astros last night, and everyone's blasting the Astros underneath for what they're going, but I'm like, okay, this guy's probably sitting in an office job. This guy's here.
Did you see that they're trying to give those World Series to the Dodgers?
It's insane.
Did you see that,
though? I mean, that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I would go off for another hour because there's so many things.
We'll have to save that for another one.
But for today, man, I'm just like, listen, I'll finish on this. As men, because we are the leaders in the community, man, we protect our women, we lead our kid. As men, we need to get back to who God truly created us to be. And like I said before, us as men, we're so stupid because we always deny who God created us to be. We're the only one in the animal kingdom to do that. All right? And that's just like I said, we spend too much time searching for the answers instead of putting it to work, man. You know? And you got to search for the answers, but what I mean is that trap of like the same stuff over and over.
Yep.